Treasure applicants presented a significantly smaller project to the Planning Commission. They're asking for 383,000 square feet in total development. The number includes a 266,000-foot boutique hotel and a 117,000 square feet that would be dispersed between 18 single-family homes. Melissa Band, pro tem chairperson of the Planning Commission, has empathy for the residents who are impacted by the development, but she's very encouraged with the revisions so far.
Well, I know there's a ton of concern from the neighbors. I would feel exactly the same way. I do feel exactly the same way, not even living in the neighborhood. And I know there's a lot of concern on the timeline of this thing. But when we were looking at 17.2, it was a project that we have never seen anything the likes of in Park City. Really tough to get your arms around. Right now, with this reduction, we're looking at a boutique hotel and we're looking at a subdivision plot, platting a new subdivision. We see those all the time.
Park City 2 LLC Representative Craig Call said in the meeting there weren't any concerns about soil or water. Even though there are very toxic soils in the areas where excavation will occur, Band says they've dealt with this issue many times and no one anticipates a problem. Commissioner Preston Campbell says the new excavation projections are notably smaller.
I just want to add one thing about it. Not all excavation is created equal. You know, before they were talking about maybe a million cubic yards. The first stab they took at this new road, they were looking at 600,000 cubic yards, and they immediately said, that's not going to work. Let's look at another one. And so I think they're on the third iteration of roads. But even if they end up with 100,000 cubic yards, it won't be one-tenth as hard as the old one because they're not looking at these giant cliffscapes and huge depths and lots of blasting. They're looking at scraping a road like the roads in Deer Valley or the roads in the Colony. It's stuff that we've seen before. It's not this new thing that was just going to be gargantuan. So even though the number of cubic yards might still seem like a lot, the complexity of the project is going down by orders of magnitude.
At this point, they're hoping to keep the soil on site and are working with the resort to use it for regrading purposes. Campbell knows it's critical to get details out to the community before asking them to pay $30 million. Park City is asking taxpayers to spend $6 million now and approve a $24 million bond initiative in November.
It's more important than it might be with the bond issue hanging out there. We've got a lot of education to do. There's a lot of misinformation floating around out there. And I think one of the biggest pieces of that is people think, oh, they're rushing this through. They're going to sneak something under the wire and we're not going to have time to really pay attention to it. And that's not the case. All of the things that we don't have a chance to really drill down on now will be drilled down on in multiple other iterations that they have to come back for other permitting. There's a subdivision plat that has to be approved. There's a rezoning that has to be approved. We have lots of more, bites of this apple to make sure that it's right.
Campbell says there's a lot that will happen before November.
You know, we're going to box this thing in and say this is how big it can get, and all the rest of those details we can work out later. And then the other thing that's really important for the listeners to know is that there's a bunch of other regulatory agencies. There's state and federal. EPA is going to be in on this. You know, they don't get a pass on working with toxic soils just because we float a bond issue or because we say you can have this many thousands of square feet. There's a lot of other stuff that they have to mitigate and they're going to have to do that carefully. And the plan is to have all of that done before November so that everybody has good answers by then and can make a good decision.
The previous plan took excavation as deep as 160 feet, which Band says is 4 to 5 stories underground. Campbell says the community should be thrilled about the new plans.
Really no comparison with the scale of this project, and that's why we're also excited about it, because we had looked at ways to mitigate what they wanted to put up there, what they had the right to put up there, and, you know, we're ending up with something that not only is going to be a fraction of the size, but it's going to be spread out in a better way. I mean, 18 houses on the hillside are going to blend in a whole lot better than a multitude of skyscrapers. And this hotel is going to be tucked up into that gulch where a lot of places in town won't see it at all, and the ones that do, it's going to look like things that are already here. It will not be this surface changing, wow, where did that come from? It wasn't here last year. People will think it's always been there.
The homes and hotel will be platted for ski in, ski out access to the town lift. Traffic impacts are greatly reduced with the new projections showing trip generation down by 2/3. Road access and site locations are not yet determined. They're planning on 225 parking spaces in a 2-story underground parking structure. They anticipate the height of the hotel will not exceed 4 to 5 stories. The size would be more comparable to the main building of the Hotel Park City or the Chateau in Deer Valley. The next Planning Commission meets Wednesday, January 17th at 5:30. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.